With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Those who held Memorial Day ceremonies hope the messages they shared stick with people as they head back to work and school today. It's an annual day of reflection and remembrance for those who died while serving in the U.S. military. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Dozens of people attended the Memorial Day ceremony at the Northwoods National Cemetery in Harsha Monday. Some stood or sat near the podium. Others were scattered among the graves. All were there to take 30 minutes out of their holiday to honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military.
People tend to forget. And it's just not, they shouldn't forget. Because this is a day to remember what we have and why we have it.
That's Adrian Pritchard. He's the Honor Guard Commander for American Legion Post 318 out of Lake Tomahawk. Their post provided honor guards for the ceremony.
This is our honor. That's what we live for.
The ceremony included the posting of colors, a prayer and poem reading, and the playing of taps on the trumpet, followed by a second version on the bagpipes. Northwoods National Cemetery Manager and retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Brian Gleisner spoke of the sacrifice of those who gave their lives in service and their families who carry the weight of their loss.
On this Memorial Day, recommit ourselves to their legacy. Their courage is our inheritance. Their memory is our responsibility. We must carry it forward with gratitude, humility, and unity.
What is now Memorial Day first started as a national day of observance called Decoration Day on May 30th, 1868. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Harsha.
A head-on collision killed a motorcyclist in the town of St. Germain. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call at 7:08 Monday night reporting the crash between a Harley-Davidson and a RAV4 on Highway 155 just south of Lost Lake Drive. The caller said the motorcyclist was not responsive. When police arrived, they found the 64-year-old man who was riding the motorcycle was dead. Preliminary investigation showed the motorcycle went over the center line on a curve, colliding with the oncoming vehicle. The driver of the RAV4 was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. At least one person has died after a crash in Wood County. Grand Rapids police say the incident started when they tried to pull someone over for speeding and driving erratically, but the person drove off, leading to a pursuit. That chase ended because of the danger from high speeds. A short time later, what authorities believe was the same vehicle crashed on Church Avenue near Rangeline Road in the town of Saratoga, south of Wisconsin Rapids. The Wood County Sheriff's Office is handling the investigation into the crash. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. PFAS, otherwise known as forever chemicals, are found in a variety of household and industrial goods. Advocates for clean water are slamming the EPA's decision to revoke six Biden-era rules on these toxic compounds. More from Roz Brown.
The feds want to narrow rules on four PFAS chemicals, arguing the rulemaking process was legally flawed. They'd also give companies and water agencies two extra years to comply with rules on two other substances. Maria Dua with the Environmental Defense Fund says the feds are putting profit ahead of public health.
This is part of a coordinated approach. A lot of the people at EPA are former chemical industry people who are integral to rolling back these regulations.
Dua says this attack on clean water is evidence that the Trump administration favors big business.
They're extremely bad. They cause so many different harms to the body at extremely low levels. And the other thing is many of these PFAS build up in your body and stay there for a long time.
PFAS are used in many industrial and consumer products, and studies link the chemicals to cancer, liver and thyroid disease, and developmental issues in unborn children. I'm Roz Brown.
Candidates looking to run in the November elections are running short on time to get their nomination papers in. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says the nomination paper filing deadline is June 1st at 5 p.m. A new statute requires those circulating nomination papers to be residents of Wisconsin. The Elections Commission says following the correct procedures when obtaining and submitting nomination paper signatures is crucial to ensure a candidate gets on the ballot. A primary election to reduce the field of candidates is August 11th, with the general election November 7th. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.